to This Is Earth and Sky. Since the 1960s, scientists have explored the planet Mars using orbiting space probes, landers, and rovers.
Now they hope to send a robotic airplane to fly in the skies of Mars in a mission called Ares. Space probes have sent back data about large areas of Mars, but they can't see fine detail. Rovers and landers have investigated the tiniest rocks and grains of Martian sand, but only in small areas.
Now, Ares, we believe, has the best of both worlds, because Ares flies hundreds of miles at 1 kilometer above the surface at 0.6 miles. So it's close to the surface. It gets high-resolution spatial measurements as we fly, and we cover vast distances, hundreds of kilometers, during the flight.
That's Joel Levine of the Ares Project. He said an airplane flying above Mars could help determine if methane emissions from the surface of Mars come from natural processes or living things.
It could also map water distributions and help scientists reconstruct the history of the ancient Martian magnetic field. So far, models of a Mars airplane have been built and tested in wind tunnels and dropped from weather balloons high above Earth. Levine says an airplane might fly over Mars as early as the year 2012.
Special thanks to NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.